Welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Gemma Sill.
Cool. Winner. I'm going to pray. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you that you're an awesome, faithful God. And I thank you that today you are going to sow your words into each and every heart here, Father God. I thank you for words of truth, Father. I submit myself to you. And I say, your will be done today and not mine, Father God. I thank you that your words come. Only you want to hear what I hear you say, Father God. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for an awesome morning. I thank you that we're going to walk out with something different in us, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Cool. Winner. I'm going to say that a lot. It's the projector. It gives off a lot of heat. When I first came to Scarborough, God gave me two scriptures for the students. One was Ezekiel 47, which talks about the streams going down to the river and making it salty and everything in the sea, being able to live there and the trees and the growing. So it was all about growth and expansion and fruit and, you know, what was going to happen here, which is amazing. But the other one, if anyone's looked on the website, you'll see, because it's now a nice banner across the student page. So it looks quite pretty now. And it's 1 Timothy 4, so I'm going to read it. It says, physical exercise is of some value, but a godly character influences everything you do and has great value in the present life and in the life that is to come. Here is another truth that you can depend upon and is true for every believer, that we have placed our hope in the living God, who is the Saviour of all mankind, but especially of those who believe in him. Teach these things with authority. Do not allow anyone to put you down because you are so young. Set the other believers an example by the way you speak and live, in your love for people, your faith in God, and the purity of your heart. Continue to be faithful in reading the scriptures publicly and in preaching and teaching the word of truth until I arrive. Use fully the gift that was imparted to you when the whole body of elders laid their hands on you and prophesied over you. Be wholehearted in doing all these things so that everyone will see how you've progressed spiritually. Keep a close watch on the way you live and what you teach. If you persevere in the truth, God will save both you and those who listen to you. That's what I came here with in my spirit. That's what I came to Scarborough for, young people. Yeah, a willingness. And I am a third year here, in case not everyone knows. I'm a third year Bible College student. And what I've learned about being here is this living with Jesus, this Christianity, it's a lifestyle. It's something that is in you. It's something that you have to give wholeheartedly to do. And it's not just something where I can pitch up and I can, you know, do a little bit. But it's something, it's a lifestyle. And for me, that lifestyle comes out of a willingness. I'm going to be very honest now. When I used to come here last year and visit on my random weekends, I used to go home in tears from church. I didn't like coming here. I hated it. And God had to really work in me. Because I used to stand here on a Sunday. I used to go to a God encounter and I used to stand there and think, God, how am I going to be part of this? How am I going to fit in? There is no room for me. How am I going to fit into this, to what you're doing here? And he took me away and he was like, man alive. Like, he was just like, Jem, I don't want you to fit in. I want you to add. I want you to bring something. I want you to contribute. And so it's not, you know, this willingness for me to come was actually to add something, to bring something, and to contribute something. It wasn't just to fit into what was happening. And, you know, my first official Sunday, here, Jem, here's your role. Students. There's no students. I was like, hey, woohoo, party on. You know, but there was a willingness of, oh, pants, there's a role that you're giving me. but it's not in front of me. But there was a willingness to say, yeah, okay, I take that on. I'll do that. I'll take responsibility. I'll own it. I'll do something. I have no idea what. But, you know, God said it, so he's done it. And, you know, it's a willingness. And that's what I want to talk about today. A willingness to actually... A willingness that brings about a lifestyle. A willingness that isn't just coming in, fitting in, being part of something, but not actually giving and adding something. A willingness that says, okay, God, I have no idea what you want to do. I have no idea how you're going to do that, but I'm willing. You know, there's something in me that says, yeah, okay, we'll go with that. I don't really know why I'm looking at these. I'm not really following it. I keep thinking, yeah, I'm nowhere near that. Cool. So it's a willingness that he wants. It's a willingness that you know, he says, we're here to add, we're here to invest. Yeah, that's something I really want you to, you know. He says in Romans 12 to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. What's a living sacrifice? I mean, come on, that's not just a, woohoo, I'm here. That's a, yeah, I'm investing, I'm giving, I'm willing. You know, that's a, to be fair, I came here, students in front of me, I'm not good with people. But I was willing, and I had no idea what God wanted to do with any of them. And I came here, and as you've just heard, I didn't like Scarborough before I got sent here. And I used to go home and cry, and I really didn't like it. And when I came early in September last year, in Days of Favour, I said, God, I want a heart for Scarborough, I want a heart for young people. If you're going to ask me to do this, you've got to give me a heart for it, because I have no idea what in the world you're going to do. I was willing to take on a role. I was willing to ask God for a heart and to break me for these young people. I was willing to just completely put my agenda aside and say, okay, give me strategy. Okay, give me something. Okay, what are you going to do? And, you know, he did. He absolutely broke my heart for young people in Scarborough. He absolutely broke my heart for this town. And, you know, that's given me strategy. That's released vision. That's released a heart that says, actually, because I'm willing, because I want it to be my lifestyle, I'm going to invest in these students. I'm going to invest in young people. And, you know, I do. One of them calls me up, I'm there. One of them needs something, I'll go do it. You know, I don't just meet with them once a week. I want to add to them. I want to sow into them. I want to give them everything Jesus has given me, so they can have that plus so much more. You know, I want to see them so much further and higher. I want to see them just absolutely storming this town. And it's all from a willingness. It's all from a, God, I can't do this, but I know you can. I was asked to preach and I cried. You know, that's pathetic. But, you know, that is really pathetic. But I'm willing. My reaction to everything is, oh my word, absolutely not. I could not possibly do that. And oh my word, I could not. But my response is, yeah, I'm willing. I've got the Holy Spirit inside of me that's willing. I'll give it a go. I don't have a clue what's going to happen. But there's a Holy Spirit inside of me that's willing. There's a Holy Spirit in each and every one of us that is willing. It says that our flesh is weak, but our spirit is willing. And that's what it is. There's a will, there's a willingness that's saying, you can't do absolutely anything, but let me, I can do it. And he's jumping around inside of us, saying, come on, I can do it, you know you can't, but I can. Give me a shot, give me a go, let me take over. And that's what happens. And you know, it's a pathetic response to cry when you're asked to do something. But... For a few seconds, that was a reaction. The response was different. Our reaction will always be, no way, not on your Nelly, because we're human. But our response will always be, yeah, come on, I've got Jesus in me, I can do it. And that's the difference. And it's that when we're asked something, it's in that kind of few seconds of decisions, that your decision making you have to say, are you going to react or are you going to respond? And it's always, you know, and not perfect, I react quite a lot. But I'm like, come on, God, I want to respond. I want to have a response. I want that to be what comes first, not my reaction. I want my response to be coming first. The willingness, the yeah, come on, as opposed to, oh, pants, that's not going to happen, you know? So are we going to react or are we going to respond to whatever we're asked to do? We always have that choice, always. And, you know, it says in Hebrews 4 that God's word is living and active. So our response is living, react, and active in us. That response is there. That response is willing. And that's my heart. That's my God. That's where I want to be, that it's always a response. I'm going to breathe. So what motivates my willingness? What motivates saying, okay, Holy Spirit, you do it? And that comes from the intimacy with Jesus. But something I learned and God's been saying the other week was I can say, Jesus, I love you. And I can say, yeah, God, I really love you. But I want to say, Jesus, I'm in love with you. You know, I can say I love you to anyone. But for me, there's a difference from just saying I love you to someone to saying I'm in love with you. You know, there's a different level of intimacy. And that's what motivates my willingness, the love I have for Jesus. Because, you know, no matter how many times I was ready to puke before I stood up here, he's so much more important than I am. What he has to say is so much more valuable and so much more important than me being pathetic and getting nervous. What he wants to do, and, you know, whatever he's saying to you guys through this, whatever's happening, is so much more important than my flesh saying, ooh, you know. It's just so much more important. And so my heart is to be in love with him. And it says in Psalm 37 that he will give you the desires of your heart. And I've always thought, well, they're material things, you know. If I want a nice car, he'll give it to me. If I want this, he'll do this. You know, there were things that I've always read that and thought, okay, they're material things. I just need to hold them lightly, and God will do something with them. But no. I want the desire of my heart to be Jesus. I want it to be calling out and saying, Jesus, yes, you're the desire of my heart. Nothing else can come above you. Nothing else can be in your place. Nothing else can be above you in my priorities. Nothing else. I want him and him alone to be the desire of my heart. That's because I'm in love with him. You know, when you're in love with someone and, I don't know, we're going to go a bit cheesy here. But, you know, when you're in love with someone and you glimpse them across the room and you're like, oh, you know, and you're a bit like, did he see me, did he not? Or, you know, your knees go weak, or you get goosebumps, or you get a little bit of a shiver and you're like, oh, man, so in love with them. That's how I want it to be with Jesus. Like, when I hear him say, Jem, come here. You know, I want to be like, oh, goosebumps. I want my heart to ache, absolutely ache, if I haven't, you know, talked to him, if I haven't spent time with him. There's a real depth that, you know, God's doing in me to say, I want you to be so, so in love with me. Not just be able to say, I love you, but to be so, so in love with me Because for me, there's a big difference. And that's what he's been saying about being in love with him. And you know, this willingness, it says in one something. I know, it's good, isn't it? 1 Thessalonians, it says about our work being, or labour being prompted through love. But it says it better in here, I'm sorry. But it just says that your deeds that have been the outworking of your love. And actually, yeah, my lifestyle should be the outworking of my love for Jesus. My lifestyle should be the outworking of the, I'm so in love with Jesus, this is the outworking of everything he's given me and everything he's continually putting in me. But again, that comes from a willingness of Jesus, possess me, take hold of me, do whatever you want to do, because, you know, I have died. I have laid down everything. And I have said, yes, I'm going to follow you. You know, he says, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That's not a, woohoo, come follow me, party on for an hour. You know, that's a lifestyle changing statement, he said, and he gave to the disciples. That's a life changing thing. And he says it so often, just different things. And I, you know, looking at Jesus and just how he was, you know, he didn't want to do or say anything that the Father hadn't done or said, you know? And that's my desire, that's my heart with Jesus. Oh, I have another one. It's good if you read your notes. It says in 1 John 4, putting this love into action demonstrates to the world that you know God in your experience. You know God in your experience, your experience. Pastor Paul preached yesterday and said about healing and miraculous stuff that, you know, no one can ever take that away from you. If it's in your experience, no one can ever take it away from you. And you're standing there, and no matter what people say or do or whatever happens, because it's in your personal experience, because it's something you're having with him, regardless of anybody or anything else, no one can ever argue or take it away from you. It's demonstrating to the world. It says it's demonstrating it to the world. That's what we're to do. That's what he said to do. You know, we are a demonstration. Going back to 1 Timothy, set an example in love, in speech, in faith, in life. You know, an example. That's my heart for my young people, that they are an example to this whole town, to this whole county. That they are an example. When they walk down the street, people are chasing them, going, what do you have that I don't? That they are an example, that people are saying, wow, I know if I come to you, like Jesus. People knew if they went to him, if they glimpsed him, if they touched him, they would be healed. Things would happen in their lives. That's my heart for these people. But actually, in this town, people will be flooding and flocking to them. Because there is a willingness in them. You've all seen it. You've all seen an amazing change. I can embarrass them because there's not many here. You've all seen an amazing change in them. In 20 weeks that they've been here, they have gone from, I don't know, tiny little things to, you know, keep with me, to, you know, amazing adults. To people who are so in love with their God, to people who now know their God intimately and personally, to people that can say, I'm living this out of my experience. I'm putting this love into action because it's my experience. And that's what they're doing. I really like 1 Timothy, sorry. Going back to it, I'm not going to apologise, I shouldn't have said that. But it says, but a godly character influences everything you do. Influences everything you do. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be in love with Jesus and have a godly character. And then it naturally influences. How awesome is that? That's not you doing, I don't know, amazing things. That's God working through you and just naturally influencing things without you doing anything, because you're willing. I'm going to tell you a little story because I can't read through all my notes. A lot of you know, when I was in Horsham, I don't know if you do actually, but when I was in Horsham, I did a lot of work with Vivid Broadcast, and I'd never touched camera in my whole entire life. Didn't know where the on button was when I got handed it. It was quite amusing. And in my first year, I just, you know, that was my Sunday serving. I just did stuff, did a few bits with them, you know, whatever. And at the beginning in the second year, we had a massive media meeting for Vision. And I was like, okay, cool. And we had loads of new first year students, and so they all came along, and they all sat in like one circle, all the students, and like new people that wanted to work with Vivid sat in one kind of circle. And then there was like the whole of Vivid and all these like people that had done media like for years and were really good at it, and all these, you know. And so I naturally went to sit with the students because I was a student. They were like, no, Jem, come sit with us. I was like, okay, then. And they went round the circle, and were like, right, come on, what's your visions? What have you got for media? And there was people coming out with scripts, there were people coming out with short stories for films, and all these amazing things. And I just sat there, and I was like, and it got to me, and I was like, I have no vision. And they were like, I was like, I don't have any scripts, I haven't written any short films, I haven't done anything like that. And I was like, but I do have a heart that God has shown how he can really use media and how easy and powerful it is to use media to reach people. And I was like, I've learnt that from you guys, but I don't have any scripts, I don't have any film ideas. And they just sat there and they were like, and one person piped up and they were like, Jem, you're willing? And I was like, yeah, I am. And they were like, that's why we love you. And, you know, my whole second year, I worked with Vivid Broadcast a lot. I went on a lot of private jobs with them. I did a lot of work for them. And I knew absolutely nothing. I had no vision. But because I was willing, they used me. Because I was willing, they took me across the country doing different stuff. Because I was willing. You know, every time we went to set up and rig stuff, I'd be like, how do I do this? How do I do this? Don't really know what I'm doing. And I didn't. But I was willing to give it a go. And I was willing to stick with it. And I was willing to, you know, make them coffee and be the female influence and make sure they ate and things like that, you know. I was willing to do things. And that's all they wanted was a willingness. It's all Jesus wants is a willingness. It's all he wants. It's really simple. We don't actually have to be amazing people that never get anything wrong. He just wants a willingness. And he says in Psalm 51 about he'll give us a willing spirit to sustain us. And I read that this morning and I was like, that's cool. Willing spirit will sustain you. And then I looked up the Hebrew. Here we go. And I can't pronounce it, so I'm not going to say it. But the Hebrew said that, described it as willing, noble, generous, and princely. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Princely. That word willingness, when it says it in Psalm 51, comes out as princely. And I was like, wow, because we are royalty. We are sons of a king. And that's how it comes out. And the root word is another word I can't pronounce. And it says to volunteer and to make willing. And I was like, wow, that just really struck me. And it just really hit me. And it was just a really awesome, thing to read, actually. Princely in rank is what that word can mean. And I was just like, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. That our willingness, because we are royalty. Very cool. Very cool. So willingness is all it takes. Willingness comes out of falling in love with Jesus. not just to say I love you, but to really be in love with him. Being in love is a active thing, not a, I love you. It's a being in love. You know, you fall in love with someone, great. You get married, which I'm sure is amazing. And then, and then I don't really know what happens, but it's an active thing. And being married, I'm sure, it's an active thing. It's something you work at. And it's something you, thank you, Pastor Martin. And you keep going. I shouldn't have gone down this road. But you keep going, and it's something you work at, and it's something you do, and it's active, and it's something that's not passive, but it goes, and it moves, and it's something you work with. And that's what I'm trying to get at. Being in love is not a, I love you, Jesus, I'm going to sit down here, and, you know, I said I love you, so that's it for the rest of my life. Whoa-ho, no way. You know, being in love is a, I'm working at this every day. I'm choosing to be in love every day. I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to give my life every day. I'm going to commit. I'm going to submit. I'm going to do something different. What do you want me to do? What is your strategy for today? What is your will? You know, it's an active thing, and it's something we move in. It's something we do. It's something we grow in. Cool. And if you have all that, then it becomes your lifestyle. So then it's evident, because it's a lifestyle, and it's something you do, and it's something my heart will do, and that will be my first response, my first thing. It won't even be a conscious thing. It will be something that you're living in, because it's your whole lifestyle. Cool. Winner. I'm done.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.